I'm Tom Rowe with WGXC in ACRO with this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th and 20th congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Local congressional representatives and their opponents who want to replace them in elections later this year weighed in on Twitter on Russia's invasion of Ukraine this week. On February 22nd, Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat who represents New York's 19th congressional district, tweeted, quote, "Russia's invasion of eastern Ukraine constitutes a grave violation of international law and is an affront to Ukraine's sovereignty. Together, our nation, NATO allies, and EU partners must hold Putin accountable," unquote. Mark Molinaro, the Republican who wants to unseat Delgado, took the war as a chance to criticize the congressperson. On February 22nd, he tweeted, quote, "We have learned throughout history that silent appeasement from politicians like Antonio Delgado only leads to greater conflicts. We can do better. We must demand better from the Biden-Delgado administration," unquote. On February 24th, Paul Tonko, a Democrat representing the 20th congressional district, tweeted, quote, "I strongly condemn Vladimir Putin's unprovoked attack of Ukraine, which is in clear violation of international law. As President Biden has stated, we must quickly implement a powerful response to target Putin and his cronies with serious aggressive sanctions and continue coordinating with our allies to the fullest extent to uphold global peace," unquote. On the same day, Liz Joy, the Republican hoping to replace Tonko in Washington, D.C., called Putin's invasion, quote, "alarming and destructive," unquote. She made a rare break from former President Donald Trump by criticizing Putin and Russia, tweeting, quote, "these actions by Russia are making the world more volatile and must be stopped," unquote. Mike Wisdala reports in the Troy Record that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik made her first official tour of Rensselaer County with a visit to Harrington Farms in Brunswick earlier this week. The area is switching from territory represented by Democrat Antonio Delgado in the 19th congressional district to part of Stefanik's 21st congressional district in this year's approved redistricting plan. Quote, "It's great to be here in the town of Brunswick and Rensselaer County. Agriculture is a huge opportunity, a priority of mine since I've represented the North Country. I represent thousands of hardworking dairy farmers, and this is going to continue to be a priority in the next Congress. We have the Farm Bill coming up in the next Congress, so my office is known for working with our local stakeholders, working with our agricultural leaders to deliver results that they need, because it is the lifeblood, it is the backbone of our local upstate and North Country economy," unquote, Stefanik said. Quote, "For the new voters in Rensselaer County, you should know that I am a worker who is always laser-focused on delivering results to you, whether it's helping our veterans, helping our seniors. I have a record of making sure that your priorities and your concerns have a seat at the highest levels of government," unquote, Stefanik said. Last year, the Republican from Schuylerville objected to certifying the results of the 2020 election just hours after a riotous mob broke into the U.S. Capitol and attempted to overthrow the government. Read more about the story in the Troy Record. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that on February 25th, Brittany Farrell ended her campaign for the 21st congressional district seat now held by Republican Elise Stefanik. Farrell was among several Democrats who are seeking to replace Stefanik in Washington, D.C. Apparently, Farrell was counting on Democrats in the legislature to draw different district lines. Quote, "After closely reviewing the new district maps that emerged from the state legislators' redistricting process, I've decided to end my race for the U.S. House of Representatives," unquote, said Farrell, a former U.S. speed skater. Quote, "New York's 21st district now has a 23-point Republican advantage instead of the 8-point margin it had when I launched my campaign. I no longer see a path to victory for a Democrat in this race," unquote. The new lines include the northern half of Rensselaer County in the 21st district, Democrat Ezra Watson, a technician who lives in Wilton, Matt Castelli, a former CIA and counterterrorism official who lives in the town of Saratoga, and attorney Matt Pittardi of Whitehall are the other Democrats so far announced for a June primary election. Republican Lonnie Coons will challenge Stefanik in that primary election. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.